Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, how to create your own TV show. That's at howtodoeverything.org. Hi, you're at Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Dave Coletta from Hyde Park, Chicago.
Hey, how are things back in Chicago?
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good? Do you miss us at all?
I do.
Thank you.
Come back soon, please.
Does it feel a little empty and hollow when we're not in town?
It does, very much so.
Thank you. Well, welcome to the show, Dave. You're, of course, going to play the Limerick Challenge. You're going to listen as Carl reads for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly and to the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
I once was a bit of a cad, but now I'm a housebroken lad. Testosterone slid since the birth of our kid. I'm less manly because I am a...
I think I might need a hint on this one.
Well, let's hear it again. Let's hear it again.
Okay.
I once was a bit of a cad, but now I'm a housebroken lad. Testosterone slid since the birth of our kid. I'm less manly because I am a...
Dad.
Yeah, dad. Whoa. Very good. Caring for children causes a steep drop in a man's testosterone levels, according to a new study. This keeps new dads at home instead of out chasing women. So babies get the care they need and frazzled moms get something to yell at. Basically, having kids makes you less manly. Can you imagine if it made you even manlier? When your wife is nursing, you stand there shouting, "Take it all off!" We're trying to stuff dollar bills in her maternity pants. It wouldn't be good.
I believe they're called yoga pants.
Yeah. All right, here's your next limerick.
My colleagues all think I'm a jerk because alcohol drives me berserk. When I'm at the bar, I don't go too far. But I'm crazy at parties at...
work.
Right. Do not blame yourself for making a complete fool of yourself at the office party. Now you can blame science. According to researchers in England, of course, drinking in settings not normally associated with drinking, such as your workplace, confuses your brain and makes you less able to control your behavior. Also, of course, if you're in a bar and a photocopy of your butt seems like something you really have to have, in a bar you have to go out to Kinko's.
This is why I've always wondered why it was so hard for me to get a drink in a Kinko's.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah. Sir, we told you after last time. Here, sir, is your last limerick.
I think water fights promise some pert fun. Folks get wet, yes, but show me the hurt one. But here in Iran, they're enforcing a ban, and Tehran is forbidding my...
squirt gun.
Yes, indeed! Iran, the authoritarian government of Iran, has already banned Gmail, pet cats, and mullets.
Oh.
And now they are cracking down on water gun fights. One particularly big fight in Tehran, dozens of pretend fighters were thrown in a non-pretend jail. We hope they can rise up against this, but it may be hard to inspire a freedom movement by saying, "Let us struggle so our children may someday grow their hair long and back and shoot their pet cats with super soakers."
I can't believe we allowed Iran to get squirt gun technology.
Yeah, I know.
The Israelis really should have taken care of this for us. They're bombing.
They promised to use it only for peaceful uses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carl, how did Dave do in our quiz?
Oh, Dave had three correct answers, Peter. So, Dave, I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you
so much for playing.
Thank you very much, Peter.